In the wake of World War II, the U.S. government is engaged in a large number of secret medical experiments, developing techniques for mind control to create a so-called Manchurian candidate. The new goal is to cause an individual to become subservient to an imposed control, to the point where he will perform acts against his will and then have no memory of the act.
I was a subject in radiation as well as mind control and drug experiments performed by a man I knew as Dr. Green. All these experiments were performed on me in conjunction with mind control techniques and drugs.
All for the use of chemicals, radiation, drugs, hypnosis, electric shock, isolation in tubs of water, sleep deprivation, brainwashing, verbal, physical, emotional, and sexual abuse.
There's a three-part technique which started with an effort to wipe out past patterns of behavior accomplished through the use of particularly intensive, repeated, high-level electroshocks until no more convulsions could be elicited from a patient.
Cameron then plays tape-recorded messages through helmets that are locked to his patients' heads.
Dr. Green was using me mostly as a mind control subject from 1966 to 1973. His objective was to gain control of my mind and train me to be a spy assassin.
And the only explanations given to me were that, quote, the end justifies the means, and, quote, I was serving my country in their bold efforts to fight communism.
I was a chosen one or a prime candidate for mind control because of the sexual abuse that I had endured. My sexuality had been enhanced, therefore I was used as a sex slave and also delivered messages to and from these government leaders.
In court filings, Gouffray says she became an underage teen sex slave for Epstein. He was later directed by Maxwell and Epstein to have sex with many, quote, powerful men, including numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, and other world leaders.
Allison Mack, prosecutors say she recruited women into a sex trafficking sorority disguised as a women's empowerment group.
Guru Keith Raniere has been convicted of running a sex cult where women were kept as virtual prisoners to service him.
We've spoken to the BBC bosses who worked with Savile during the 70s when he was abusing young girls. Others heard him admit to sex with 14-year-olds. The reaction at the time, that's just Jim.
What difference at this point does it make?
One gigantic hypnotic induction.
They're still out there, and they're some of the richest, most powerful people in this business.
And they are.
And they do not want me saying what I'm saying right now.
Are you saying that they're pedophiles?
Yes.
And that they're still in this business?
Yes.
You're damaging an entire industry.
The criminal faction of our government sanctioned this child pornography ring so that they could identify and target children such as myself for the project.